Blog Talk Radio.
It's a very geeky show. The kind you listen to with mother.
Social geek.
Deb Evans coming to you from very sunny and warm Stagecoach, Texas tonight. It is Social Geek Radio time. We're taking the month of March to turn things around a little bit and try something different. And my co-host, Jack Munson, is on the line with me. So, Jack, we're going to play a little Where is Jack? Where in the world is Jack today?
Excellent. Today I am in, wait a second, I got to look out this hotel room window. No mountains, no ocean, it must be Iowa.
Iowa,
Yes, so I'm halfway to the West Coast, so. But I can tell you it's actually nice here. It's sunny and getting warmer, but obviously not as warm as Texas yet.
Not as warm as Texas. Well, it's nice to have you. Thanks again for joining us. And for this month, it's all about Frantech and the upcoming conference in Denver, April 10th and 11th. And if anybody hasn't registered yet, there's still a few spaces left. You would go to frantech.franchise.org for the registration form. And we're going to visit with a good friend of Jack's and mine's in the franchise industry, who is not a stranger to franchising and not a stranger to PR, but we've got Sherry Fishman, the owner of Fishman PR out of Chicago. Hi, Sherry. How are you? And where in the world is Sherry tonight?
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. Deb and Jack, where am I? I am at Franchise Unconference in Park City, Utah. It
nice.
Is beautiful here, beautiful mountains and snow-capped mountains, and about 30 degrees. It is perfect.
That's great. Well, I know you well, and Jack knows you, but why don't you go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with franchising and about Fishman.
Well, absolutely. I've been involved in franchising my whole career for over 30 years, and I first started at a smaller agency and then started my own agency with Brad in 1991. So I've been doing this a real long time. We specialize in traditional franchise PR support and content marketing services, and we represent over 100 clients, and we have about a staff of 40. We are rocking it and loving it. It's never the same day twice, that's for sure.
Excellent. Sherry, tell us about your panel and discussion at Frantech, which, by the way, everyone is coming up on April 10th and 11th in Denver. Sherry, you've got a panel with some franchisors and some other folks on it. Tell us a little bit about your topic.
Well, absolutely. Our topic is automated marketing, and it is really focused on more laser focused on really looking at automated marketing, looking at it, is it worth your money? How are you measuring your ROI? And really big question and challenge for franchisors that are out there. And really looking at it from the marketing director's perspective and looking at it, how can we get more franchisees to adopt this automated marketing? So we are looking at it, and if I could tell you a little bit more about my panel, it'll give you an idea, if you don't mind.
Yeah, excellent. Who do we have?
Well, we're excited to have a real good mix. We have an industry maverick from Service Brands International, the director of marketing. Her name is Belinda Stewart. And we also have, to tee it up, We have Alex Stern, and Alex Stern is with Constant Contact, and your Constant Contact represents over 700 brands, and they do automated marketing, obviously, with email marketing, and he's going to add some nice elements of statistics and just where it is, look at all the different angles for automated marketing, and then we're going to also look at it from an emerging brand. Adam Kirschman, he's the director of marketing for Enhance. Enhance is a floor restoration company, and they're out of Harris Research. And you know who Harris Research is. That's ChemDry. So they're a small brand.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Brand,
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, great company, Harris Research, in the franchise industry. That's terrific. So when you say automated marketing, I guess the first thing I think of is email marketing. But it's really more than that, right? It's text and mobile and social and all sorts of things. Is that right?
It's absolutely right. And we're gonna be focusing on many different elements. And I think we're gonna talk about what works. The whole idea with FranTech is it's not just what you've heard before; it's what you've always wanted to hear. So it's digging in and focusing on different topics that are never covered, answering questions we hope that are going to get that laser focus to the people that want to ask them. So the attendees of this conference will be the director of marketing, the tech people, social media directors, and we're going to be answering their questions of, you know, what direction do I go? What's the best first step? How do I measure if it's going well? You know, what kind of money do I have to really contribute to this to make it work? How long does it take? You know, all of these questions that are probably you're wondering about, but they're not exactly answered, you know, in other conferences.
Yeah, it seems to me that many of the conferences, including IFA convention, people go to the conference and they sometimes come away with more questions than they have answers. And it sounds to me like most of the panels, again, this year at FranTech are focused on maybe some more tactical stuff. Is that accurate with your panel too?
Absolutely. We really want people to walk away and understand what they have to do next, that the questions are answered and that you have a set plan that you can move forward with. So you have approaches, you have answers to questions that have been looming for a while, you come there and perhaps you have a challenge or you have a success to share with the audience, and then you're going to learn even more. So it's more interactive versus someone just talking like a talking head. So I would say, you know, and it's just a different approach because we are focusing on targeting those people that are attending that don't normally go to the IFA conferences all the time. So these are people that have the questions in their hand and they want them answered. So how do you do it? You bring the right people to the panel, you have the right type of topics, and you answer their questions. It's not a broad brush, it's detailed. Just like you said, there's
sure.
a technical approach.
Sure. It seems to me like the biggest question that might get answered for a lot of people, especially with a panel talking about automated marketing, is really the answer of, okay, what do I need to budget? How much does a program like this cost? What kind of resources are we going to have to put behind it? Would you say that's the type of thing that most people are looking to find out, you know, resources and budget?
Absolutely. And also, they want to hear what works and what didn't work. They want to hear from the weeds, okay? They don't want that viewpoint from, you know, 10,000 feet up in the air. They want it from the weeds. They want those people. That's why on the panel we don't have, you know, the CEOs on the panels. These are people that are doing the work. And they're gonna answer your question. And in that respect, that's why it's more of a working conference, you know, where you're gonna come in there with questions. And our hope is, obviously, our hope is that we are going to meet expectations and exceed expectations on what kind of material we're going to provide, and also the takeaways.
Excellent. I like what you said, too, about it's not just the CEOs, because, and you go to more conferences than I do, but how many times have you gone to a panel discussion and you can tell that the CEO who is giving the presentation, some of this material is the first time that he or she has ever heard it, right? Because the marketing director or the communications director is someone actually put the presentation together for the person. I don't think we're going to see that too much at Fran Tech.
No, you are not.
outside of, you talked about the marketing folks attending and social media folks. Obviously, you know, people involved with communications and community management. Are there other people within a franchise or a company that should mm-hmm. attend? You know, maybe someone from operations or sales, or tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I think it's really important to also suggest those that are in operations, specifically those that are dealing with POS systems, those that are dealing with, you know, like your chief technology officer, any of your IT professionals that are interfacing with the franchisees. So important that you also include them. And most of the time, there aren't many opportunities for those techies to have that chance to network and to learn and to share. So this is a great opportunity. It's not just for the marketing people. It's not just for the social media people. That's why it's called Fran Tech. So there is a technology side to it as well.
Yeah, and the other thing that Deb and I were discussing on last week's show was the fact that it's a relatively low cost to attend compared to a lot of other technology shows, marketing shows, and other types of conferences that, you know, a single ticket can cost you $5,000 to attend. There's a lot of IT people and operations people that are never going to be able to go to a show like that. But for a few hundred dollars, you know, it's something that we're hoping a lot of franchisors will send more than just one person.
Right. Absolutely. It's important to have it covered.
Yeah. And I think, too, there's such a broad array when we say technology. I mean, that doesn't just mean Facebook. It doesn't just mean email marketing. It doesn't just mean security. I know there's a couple of really interesting panels about security this mm-hmm. time around. So it isn't just for, you know, one side of the business. There might be something for multiple people.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about, going back to Fishman PR and marketing, tell me a little bit about some of the trends you're seeing in marketing and technology with your clients. You work with over 100 franchise systems, and I'm imagining thousands of franchisees, right?
Absolutely.
Tell me some trends you're seeing early in 2014 that we might find to be something we should watch for.
Oh, that would be my pleasure to share trends that I'm seeing just already in 2014. We're really looking at, I would say, basically two that I would see. I would see that we're looking at weighing the importance of self-publishing versus relying on just chasing journalists, which is what we've been doing for all these years. So in addition to our traditional PR, we are also focusing on the blog posts, the newsletters, the white papers, and the infographics. That is a huge part of what we're doing. It extends the life of the publicity that we generate, and it just keeps the buzz going. It makes complete sense, and it's an evolution of our business. It really is, and it really works within the franchise space where they are looking to support from a consumer side, and they're also looking to interest possible investors in their franchise opportunity. But the second one, and that, of course, in that respect, you know, and what we're doing with that whole trend is we're making our clients and turning them into thought leaders, right? Right. So it's really, we are turning them into thought leaders. And the other thing is, the other trend is we're seeing clients. They're very interested, and they're actually putting the money down in investing and purchasing in comprehensive tools. So much like what you represent, Jack, it is, you know, you've got the content marketing programs, you have the social media platforms, you have the local marketings for franchisees. These are all platforms, and platforms are part of it. It's just becoming just part of it, the equation, what makes it work.
That's great to hear, and not having to rely only on traditional media and journalists is something that I think most of the people listening to this podcast will say hallelujah to. And I love what you said, too, about turning your clients into thought leaders and experts. And I'm assuming, too, in a franchise space, that means not just the CEO of the franchise system or some of the leaders at corporate, but also the franchisees are local experts and local thought leaders in whatever industry there is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
excellent.
Important.
What's the best way, if somebody would like to continue the conversation with you or some of the other folks on your team, what's the best way to reach out to you and to learn a little bit more about some of the work you're doing with your clients now?
Well, probably the easiest way would just to email me. And it's a very easy email address. It's pr@fishmanpr.com.
pr@fishmanpr.com. Got it.
Yeah, and they can go to the website, which is fishmanpr.com, and contact. That'll go directly to my, if they hit contact, it'll go directly to that email as well.
Excellent, excellent. So if anyone has some more questions, we urge you to reach out to Sherry and continue the discussion here and maybe on some of your social platforms as well. Sherry, always a pleasure to speak with you. We are absolutely looking forward to your panel discussion on automated marketing at Frantech. And is your panel on day one or day two?
Mine is on April. It's on day two, April 11th.
Day two. 11:15.
Right, 11:15.
Excellent. I will be there in the front row, as will Deb. Right, Deb?
That's right, because mine is the day one, so we don't have to compete with Sherry this year.
Yeah, that was in my agreement that I don't have to have my panel at the same time as Sherry or Deb.
That's
so.
Right.
Oh, you guys are great.
So we will be there to support
you.
Well,
thank you,
and have a great unconference. Please tell everybody in Utah that Jack and I wish we were there. We say our hellos, and we will see you in just a few short weeks.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun, and have a great evening. Take care.
Thanks everyone.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.